the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, the 1st of August, 2012 here, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and another interesting weekend of wondering what are they going to do to us next week here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is in the control room, twiddling the dials and answering your phone calls. We are supposed to have Seamus Cook as our guest in the third hour. At the moment, we're having some trouble confirming his location. He's traveling right now, and so this is a little bit up in the air. And if we don't connect with him, we'll definitely reschedule him. But as of right now, we're trying to basically get our connection for hour number three here. Looking over on the corporate media, what are they all hot and bothered about today? Ooh, Snoop Dogg is changing his name. Headline news, banner type above the fold, so forth and so on. And CNN wonders why its ratings are in the Al-Qaeda here. In more serious news, of course, Gore Vidal passed away at age 86, prolific writer, commentator. Not always perfect, but definitely somebody who sort of iconified his time in history and the media of his generation. Getting over to the more important situation in Syria, there's been an interesting development. There's an amateur video. It's going viral all over the net right now. Supposedly it shows the Syrian rebels, otherwise known as the hired mercenaries, you know, those British accent people that the photographer was talking about, executing government soldiers, not killing them in combat, but lining them up against a wall and simply executing them. Now, I'm not sure what the mercenaries thought they were going to accomplish with this. Maybe they're trying to say, we've turned it around, we're winning, we're actually able to catch and kill three or four guys. But what they've just done is they've sent a message to the Syrian government troops that surrender is not an option. If you surrender, you will be shot and killed. This is a battle to the death. And I'm sure right now all of those Syrian government troops are saying that if I have to die, it's better to do it on my feet than on my knees. This kind of propaganda stunt is going to backflash on hired mercenaries. And it's going to turn the government soldiers into a force that is not even going to consider surrendering. So I think they just escalated the situation in a direction they did not want to go. I want to talk a little bit about this situation about Al-Qaeda are the allies now. We're supporting Al-Qaeda in the war against Assad. And more than a few people are beginning to point out, this is right out of George Orwell's 1984, where Oceania is at war against Eurasia. And then all of a sudden, right in the middle of a political speech, Oceania switches sides, saying East Asia is the enemy and Eurasia is the new ally. We're at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. And here, Orwell was right. Now, George Orwell wrote the book, 1984, as a warning, as a prediction of what happens when you get state tyrannical control over everything. They'll just change sides that they're on, and they'll just expect you to go along with it. And his prediction has come true. Al-Qaeda's the enemy. Al-Qaeda's evil. We've got to get Al-Qaeda. Oh, wait a minute. Al-Qaeda's our friend. Al-Qaeda's always been our friend. We've always been at war with Syria. They just did it to you. What George Orwell predicted in his book, 1984, just happened. Al-Qaeda went from being our mortal enemy to being our friend and ally in the battle against Syria. And it's absolutely true. They just did it to you. But if you're a loyal American, you won't think about it. Loyal Americans don't think. Loyal Americans don't read books like 1984. If you read and think, the terrorists will win. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this scene right out of George Orwell's 1984, where in the middle of all these wars of conquest all over, and our mortal enemy, Al-Qaeda, is all of a sudden our friend. Al-Qaeda's always been our friend. We've always been at war with the other people. I think this underscores the fact that Al-Qaeda, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, has always been a front group for the United States of America and for Israel. We know all the Al-Qaeda we find here in the United States are all phonies. They're all fakes. Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda. His real name is Adam Perlman. He's the grandson of one of the founding members of the ADL, a board member of the ADL. Yusuf al-Khattab, who ran the Evolution Muslim website out of Brooklyn. His real name is Joseph Cohen. Do you get it? Do you get the degree of the fraud that's going on here? We live in a world of fraud and deception continuously. We're kept in the dark. We're being mushroomed. We're kept in the dark and fed on garbage constantly throughout our lives in the hope that somehow we're still going to grow. You know, Russia Today is basically coming out and pointing out how the U.S. and the British media are just doing nothing but selling complete lies to justify the war, to exaggerate the victories, to conceal the defeats. It's an amazing situation. And in the middle of all this, of course, we are continuing to see the erosion of the audience of the American corporate media. We're just now getting last month's ratings. and CNN is dropping double digits. July, they lost 20% of their total viewers. Primetime CNN is down 23% total viewers, 26% in the demographic. These are horrific numbers. And we know why. CNN stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States government when they lied to you about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, despite the obvious signs of deception that were being reported on the blogs. Then CNN stood shoulder to shoulder with Wall Street when Wall Street wanted to drop the losses from the mortgage-backed securities fraud onto the American taxpayer and blame the economic crash on retirees' pensions. And then CNN stood shoulder to shoulder with nuclear-armed Israel when Israel claimed that Iran, a nation that has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years, is the threat to world peace. The amazing thing is the degree of naivete displayed. CNN thought they were going to be able to lie to their audience on such a scale and get away with it. That people were going to say, oh yes, please, may I have another master? Nobody wants to be lied to. It's one thing to lie to people over free television and they'll say, oh, all right, well, whatever. But most people are on cable TV systems. They're having to pay to watch CNN. You don't get a choice, by the way. You're not allowed to call up the cable TV company and say, turn off CNN. I don't want to look at them. Oh, no, that's part of the basic package. You must watch your daily dose of CNN. Well, I don't. I watch it here during the show so I can comment on it about, you know, Snoop Dogg's name change and all these other important things. But the reality is that all of the lies and deception that the corporate media has been putting out are catching up with them. And now, of course, we had that New York Times editorial where they just admit, yeah, they don't report anything at all without approval from the government and the various political candidates. Well, nobody wants to be lied to. People have a desire to know the truth, to know what's going on in their world. And that's why CNN is losing their audience, and that's why our audience over here at Republic Broadcasting is moving upward. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Dimitri in Canada. Aloha, Dimitri. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing now?
Doing all right.
Good to hear that. I love your website, and I've been a viewer of the site for several years now. And I found something very interesting these last couple of days, and I wanted to share it with you and your viewers. I was having dinner with a prominent Greek-Canadian, an older man in his 80s, and he was very good friends with Pierre Elliott Trudeau, the late Prime Minister of Canada.
Okay, your phone connection is breaking up again. Could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, this older man that I know was very, very good friends with Pierre Elliott Trudeau.
Yes.
The late Prime Minister. And he's good friends with the family of the Trudeau. So I don't know if you know, one of the Trudeau sons, Justin, is actually he's on the opposition party in Ottawa. He's a politician there.
Okay.
And basically, we were talking, and, you know, while I was at his house having a drink, and he was telling me that he was told not to go to London. Justin was supposed to go to London to see the Olympics, and he was told not to go. And I asked him to elaborate, and he didn't want to, like, talk about it, try to change the subject. So I found it very, very interesting. I know you've talked about certain things like that on your website, certain false flags and the likes. And I just found that kind of, when I'd read some stuff on your site, and I'd seen some other things as well, and that kind of raised the red flag. So look at that. I know there's some other tickets that weren't sold. And, you know, so, what's your thought on that? Have you heard anything else that, any other newsworthy items on that?
Not really. Again, we're just waiting to see what happens. And, you know, our only possible strategy here, out here in the real world, is to try and create a feeling of doubt in those who would stage a false flag attack. To get them to think that maybe they're not going to be believed after the deception of 9/11 has collapsed, obviously, after the deception about Iraq and all these other lies. The way we get them to call off a false flag attack is to convince them that the official cover story is probably not going to be believed, and that a really loud bang at the Olympics is going to be assumed by the majority of the general population to be the work of CIA or Mossad in order to reinvigorate us for more wars into the next 10 years or so. And so if we can make them doubt, they will call it off. But that is an interesting anecdote you shared with us. We know a lot of people were very concerned about all these VIP seats that are being left empty. We know that Israel's, I think it was Shimon Peres, said he wasn't going to show up for the opening ceremonies. Obviously, the opening ceremonies have come and gone without incident. In fact, the only real news that we're getting out of the Olympics right now is the badminton team got kicked out for something. And so hopefully it's, you know, hopefully the kids are going to have a good time. They're going to have fun doing what they do. And this whole thing will come and go. And they will, the Warhawks will have lost another opportunity to trick us into greater and more expanded wars. It looks to me right now, looking at what's going on in Syria with the tanks massing on the Turkish border, I'm just going to go ahead and start doing wars and saying, yeah, we know, we're just conquering. We're just an evil empire. Deal with it, you know, and we're going to do it. And we don't care what you think because the election's all rigged anyway.
Well, you keep up the great work, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I certainly will. Going to switch over to Dan in Oregon. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. I have a question or comment, depending how you take it. It's, you know, talking about the illusion and disillusion of the media and its images. It's also you look at the sleight of hand. I can't help but think that the incident in Colorado where the press hopped on gun control and dealing with that was sort of a smokescreen to set up to avoid the dealing with Fast and Furious situation.
You know, that is an interesting way that they could sort of de-emphasize that whole situation, but you're absolutely right. If guns in the hands of ordinary people are bad, then why was Fast and Furious sending them into the hands of Mexican drug dealers who, by definition, are more prone to use them to commit acts of violence anyway? So it is kind of a mixed message we're getting from the United States government. Guns in the hands of the American people are bad, but guns in the hands of Mexican drug dealers, not to mention this hired mercenary army in Syria, is a good thing. And, you know, ultimately, I'm convinced that the real cause of the Colorado shooting and probably a great many other otherwise inexplicable behaviors by the American people rests with these drugs that are being put out there to change your brain. And we're finding out they're causing all kinds of damage. They're reducing inhibitions. There's been a flood of suicides linked to these attention deficit disorder drugs that are being pumped into our children. We know that James Holmes, the Colorado shooter, was seeing a psychiatrist who had already been criticized by her peers for writing way too many prescriptions for things like Ambien and Xanax and a couple of others, which are already known to create bizarre behavior in people who are taking them. So, you know, I really think, you know, if you want to blame some physical inanimate object for the shooting in Colorado, it's not the guns. It's the pharmaceuticals that the guy's brain was being melted down with.
I guess the issue I'm addressing is that the media just seems to, you know, switch one hand to another, and I question the intent of the media hyping the Colorado thing and sort of really avoiding or neglecting or pushing aside the issue of Fast and Furious, which deals with higher, if not serious, and probably more deadly issues than that of the Colorado.
Well, the media has been given their orders. Remember, the New York Times has already admitted the corporate media does not give anything to you that the government does not want you to see. The government would love to find a way to trick you all out of your guns so they can come and kick down your doors with impunity whenever they feel like it, confiscate your gold and silver and jewelry to save the banks or whatever it is they're going to do here. And the corporate media doesn't report on scandals that reach the higher levels of government. I am convinced, based on what I'm seeing, that, you know, we know that the drugs were entering the United States of America along these Fast and Furious pathways. I think it's a repeat of Iran-Contra, that it's another gun and drug running operation run by government CIA insiders, and they got caught yet again. And the media has been told, don't pay any attention to this. We'll offer up these low-level ATF officials as all to blame. We'll wreck their careers, and that will be the end of the story. And go back to talking about Colorado shooter and Snoop Dogg changing his name and whatever the latest thing with the Kardashians is. It really is. It's bread and circuses out there in the corporate media, and even all the new bimbo squad that the corporate media are hiring, you know, in their low-cut tops and short skirts to read the news to you, it's not getting their audience back because Americans don't like being lied to, and they're fed up with it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. Have a nice day.
All right, I certainly will. We'll take a break for commercials and be right back.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the stock market is taking a small clubbing right now. The Dow's back down in the 12,000s. Horror, horror. Apparently, the Federal Reserve has said they're going to keep interest rates exactly where they are because lowered oil and gas prices have cured inflation, blah, blah, blah. And higher oil and gas price controlling inflation because they're sucking up all that extra money, and that's a good thing, they say. It's all manipulation. It's all manipulation here. So speaking of manipulation and fraud, and with a certain amount of gloating in my soul, there's a new scandal surrounding Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. And apparently it centers around a phony op-ed presented as being from the New York Times and written by editor Bill Keller that extolled the virtues of WikiLeaks and the heroism of Julian Assange and basically insisted Assange is protected by the First Amendment from the war against whistleblowing currently waged by the U.S. government. And it turns out, of course, Assange and WikiLeaks put this out, let it go viral, and stood back and said, ha, 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 or something to that effect. Now, of course, it's come out that it was a hoax perpetrated by WikiLeaks, And now all of a sudden, a lot more people are starting to say, wait a minute, can we trust WikiLeaks and Julian Assange if they're playing games like this? And of course, the answer is no. WikiLeaks and Julian Assange are a fraud, and they have been right from the start. They are linked to U.S. and Israeli intelligence organizations. It is a manufactured propaganda front. So when the U.S. or Israel want you to believe something that they know you will reject out of hand through the corporate media, they give it to WikiLeaks. And Julian Assange says, I'm blowing the whistle on whatever. And it usually turns out to be something that, in a roundabout way, supports U.S. military aims or polishes up Israel's image or some other thing. They'll seed WikiLeaks with some low-level exposures that everybody else already knows about. I mean, WikiLeaks tried to take credit for the ClimateGate revelations, but they were 3 days after all the other blogs already had the leaked emails and software, including my own. So WikiLeaks tried to take credit for that and say, see, we're leading the world in exposing all of this wrongdoing. Now, the reason that I suspected right from the start that Assange and WikiLeaks were a complete fraud and a manufactured intelligence propaganda front was very, very simple. Only 3 months after the WikiLeaks domain was registered and before Julian Assange had ever actually leaked anything noteworthy, both Time and Newsweek were giving him top coverage and lauding WikiLeaks to the skies. This organization, they're going to be a problem. Whistleblowers are going to go to them and so forth and so on. And it was a complete joke because Time and Newsweek back then and to this very day still ignore a great many blogs who've been around for a great many years that have already blown many good, or rather blown the cover on many important scandals. And they continue to be ignored to this very, very day. And so for all of a sudden, Julian Assange, who, by the way, he has a criminal history for computer fraud, for him to all of a sudden be the darling of the corporate media showed he was controlled opposition right from the very, very beginning. And now they're caught faking these op-ed pieces for the New York Times. And all of a sudden, a lot of WikiLeaks and Assange's supporters are pulling back and saying, wait a minute. This calls into doubt everything WikiLeaks and Julian Assange have ever claimed. And it absolutely does here. Now, speaking of fraud and hoaxes, we were talking about this yesterday, the latest Facebook scandal. And it started with the revelation by Limited Run that they had done some investigating using some outside third-party analytic services, and then they wrote their own custom software and found out that 80% of the pay-per-click ad traffic at Facebook was coming from automated robots. Okay? So this raises a serious, serious question. If the big corporate blogs are using fraud to increase their ad revenues, are they hacking other sites to lower their readership numbers to somehow drive their readership down, to drive the numbers down? We don't know. But certainly if they're willing to use hacking and fraud to drive their own numbers up, can't rule that out. A lot of people are starting to talk about Facebook's credibility is crumbling here. Now, Canadian publication Maclean's this week announced a study from Advertising Research. And basically what they did is they put a blank ad on Facebook, and the click-through rate pretty much matched the regular Facebook ads. In other words, they're not real click-throughs. They're being generated. Facebook has been caught artificially inflating the likes on their buddies and their ad clients. The next question is, are they artificially deflating the likes on, for example, whatreallyhappened.com? We don't know. Cannot rule it out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just got an email from a listener with another version of the story from Advertising Research Foundation in New York City. And in this version, the blank ad placed at Facebook actually performed better than regular Facebook ads. And so what the revelation here is that somebody connected with Facebook was botting the pay-per-click ads at Facebook in order to run up Facebook's revenues. So Facebook shares are now 44%, the IPO continuing to fall, and it's a major blot against the corporate blogs. And of course, what we out here, the small blogs, the independents, the alternative, the ones who, you know, we're not doing an IPO over here. We have no intentions of doing an IPO. Thank you very much. We don't use bots. We don't encourage people to click our ads. We flat fee everything at whatreallyhappened.com anyway, so it doesn't matter how much you click them. And so we tell our advertisers, if you get a click, there's a real human being on the other end of that click, and they're really interested in your product. And I think in the long run, this is going to make everybody nervous about online advertising, but I think in the long run, it's people are going to come to understand these big, huge, successful, multi-billion dollar online corporations got there through fraud and fakery. And I think the degree to which we, the people, are being lied to by corporations and by the government, it's a little bit of a stunner here. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? From the runoff election results last night, I got to say one thing. The Constitution and personal liberty wins over the rhetoric. Because you know one thing that killed Felicia Harris's seat in Texas, who was running for Ron Paul's seat? She started supporting Israel. And her poll numbers dropped.
Well, that's a good sign there, because I think we've kind of reached the point where that message is getting out. No government can serve two masters. And a government that serves Israel is not serving the American people. And we need to remember that. Unfortunately, in terms of the presidential election, you know, unless a meteor falls on Mitt Romney and the GOP finally wises up and puts Ron Paul in the nomination, you know, we don't have a choice for president. We're going to get Israeli puppet A or Israeli puppet B. And I really think it's time that we stop doing that. But in terms of the congressional seats, yeah, I've seen similar poll numbers from other races. When they get up there and they start screaming, "I'm a friend of Israel," their poll numbers drop. And I'll let you in on a little secret. A lot of candidates for Congress are now running duplicate websites. They'll have a website going to ordinary Americans that never talks about Israel. Then they have a second website where it's all Israel and I support Israel and I do this and that. And that second pro-Israel website is advertised through Israeli organizations and AIPAC and all of these pro-Israel online media. So they target their audience. And so if you're looking at the official website of a congressional candidate, you're probably not getting the whole story. And the smart thing to do is to go into a search engine, type in your candidate's name and Israel, and just start reading what they're saying about it. But the days when sucking up to Israel was a guarantee of election victory, we're clearly hitting the end of that phase. And I think, to be very honest, the GOP, in pandering to Israel by keeping Ron Paul out of the race, they've destroyed themselves. They're turning this into a single-party nation. I don't like that. But, you know, the rancor within the ranks of the Republican Party between those who wanted Ron Paul as a candidate and the Republican leadership that said, no, we have been told to give you Mitt Romney. It's going to tear the party apart. They're hoisting on their own petard on that one. I'm going to get into that a little bit later in the show.
Another thing, David Dewhurst, who is running against Ted Cruz, the lieutenant governor, you want to know what killed his chances? When he was found out, he helped kill the anti-groping bill in the Texas Senate, where we had a genuine bill that would have been passed in law in Texas that would have arrested TSA workers for grabbing crotches. So I think grabbing your crotch will be another third rail of politics.
Yeah, I would agree with that. These have to be the issues that we vote on. Our wallets, our wars, obeisance to Israel, the abusive tactics of the federal government. And the corporate media is they're trying so hard. They're trying to bring back, you know, gays is the issue for the November election. They're doing this whole Chick-fil-A thing all over the screen. And I'll tell you what I think is going on. First of all, this guy who owns Chick-fil-A, I'm willing to bet a plugged Turkish piaster that he is closely aligned with some major political candidate's campaign. And he's going out on a limb and he's bashing gays to make this a national issue so the media can talk about gays and gay rights and not talk about the wars and all the rest of that stuff. And when it's all over, the guy from Chick-fil-A will come out and he'll apologize tearfully. He'll do some community beneficial work for the gays. And in the meantime, Chick-fil-A has now become a national brand and he's going to become rich off the franchises. That's what I think's going on.
Well, another thing I kind of noticed too is like, they're saying, oh, we don't want Ron Paul in, but you don't want to know what? He's been a force multiplier because a lot of candidates that are Ron Paul-minded or even Tea Party-minded are winning elections when they talk about the Constitution and personal liberty instead of this dumb rhetoric that we heard all these years. That's what's winning elections.
Well, you know, Mitt Romney, everyone talks about how he's flip-flopping that back and forth. I mean, today he's saying he didn't bash Palestinian culture or anything like that. But, you know, Mitt Romney has come to represent what most American politicians are. They're going to say whatever they think the people in front of them want to hear, and then immediately turn around and say something completely different to the next group, and they think that's the way it's supposed to be. And they really have lost the difference between being merely a politician and being a statesman. And we have almost no statesmen left in our government, obviously Ron Paul being one exception, Cynthia McKinney being another, although she's not actually in government anymore. But these are people who understood that being a leader means getting up there and saying, this is where we need to go. Not just getting up there and saying, oh, I agree with you, vote for me. I agree with you, vote for me. I agree with you, vote for me. I'm for big business and for the little guy. I'm for the unions and for top corporations. And I'm for the Republicans and the Democrats. I support the rich and the poor and so forth and so on. In fact, did you ever see that movie, The Dead Zone with Chris Walken? And Martin Sheen played this glad-handing, opportunistic politician.
Where he grabbed his hand and he said that he's going to start nuclear war.
Yeah, and there's this funny scene in there where the precinct workers for Martin Sheen are showing up and knocking on the door, and they launch into this thing about how, you know, their candidate is for everybody with just this bland smile on their face and don't realize that everything they're saying is directly contradicting each other. And it's a wonderful scene. And it has come to pass with Mitt Romney. And so finding a politician who really says what they mean, you know, they're becoming an endangered species in this country. And, you know, this whole thing with Ron Paul and the Republicans, I think they're destroying their own party. And I think they've just handed Obama his second term. In fact, apparently Obama's numbers are climbing in some of the key swing states, you know, after this debacle of a tour over there around the world. And apparently Romney rounded it out by insulting the Russians now. So, you know, he's going for the trifecta. He's going to annoy everybody on planet Earth. And as I've said a couple of times before, Mitt Romney has accomplished something I thought was impossible. He's made Obama look good.
No, there's no difference between the two, but we'll see. Well, thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you. There is one difference between the two. That is, if Mitt Romney wins the election, he'll be thinking about his second term, and he'll be a little bit mellower during that first four. If Obama wins, he's only got 4 years, and he's never running for office again, he will do whatever he feels like doing. It's a lousy choice either way. You know, all we can do is hope for an asteroid to hit the Romney campaign bus. And the GOP says, oh, might as well go with Ron Paul. Speaking of Obama, film director Joel Gilbert was up at the National Press Club lambasting them for never looking into the reality of the story behind the birth certificate. As you're probably aware by now, the corporate media did nothing but deny. Nothing to it, nothing there, blah, 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 blah. They never looked into the reality behind the story. And the reality behind the story is Obama was born in the United States of America, but his daddy is not his mother's husband. That's the story. And it's out there to find. We found it. We've had it on our website here for a couple of years now. And now Joel Gilbert has made a movie around that same topic. It's getting out there, and people are realizing this is what's been going on. And the entire corporate media missed the story. They didn't want to go in there. They didn't want to tread where Obama did not want them to go. And this is another reason they're losing audience to the alternative media. They're a bunch of cowards. They don't have the courage to go and look at stories the government has warned them off of. They don't have the courage to go and look at stories the corporate, the bankers told them not to look at. They're all in the pay of Israel. The U.S. Senate determined that 25 years ago, Israel routinely bribes the prostitutes of the corporate media to report the news in a way that favors Israel. And then, of course, the U.S. Senate, also under the control of Israel, classified that report, and it only came out last year. And this is why the corporate media are losing their audience, and they're wringing their hands and they're crying, woe is us, we need a bailout, we have been loyal servants of the powers that be, how can you let us go down the tubes like that? And they are. I have been doing my blog here for almost 20 years now. And way back when I started it, I said the corporate media has an opportunity here to start being the media again, to be the watchdog on government abuse. And if they can, they can salvage their reputation. They can retain their audience. I can quit doing the blog and go back to doing visual effects. And we'll go back to being a nice little republic here with true capitalism and a fair and honest elections and no more dead bodies in the White House. And the corporate media made a choice to sell themselves, to whore themselves to Wall Street, Washington, D.C., and Israel. And now they're paying the price because we're tired of these old, stinking, tired whores on the TV channels. American people want the truth. They remember the wisdom sent down by Thomas Jefferson. The highest duty of every American is to keep themselves fully informed so that they can make good choices. And Americans have come to understand the big lie of the corporate media is that you are informed, because they don't inform you. They tell you you're informed without informing you. They tell you you're educated and aware without educating you or increasing your awareness. That's the big lie, and people are onto it now. Another little display of government control of our media. Apparently, the Department of Homeland Security is now issuing their own Digital Millennium Copyright Act takedowns on YouTube. And this is kind of weird because technically the federal government is not allowed to copyright anything, because it is all technically the property of the American people and therefore public domain. But apparently now the Homeland Security is using the copyright laws, the anti-piracy laws. Remember, they said, we must stop piracy. Well, they're not stopping piracy. They're stifling the free expression and sharing of news. That's what they're doing. So, let's see. Oh, a little bit of update on the reason the stock market took a little bit of a dip, although the plunge protection team has waded back in and they're trying to drive that market back up again. Because remember, large blocks of stock are held by all these banks on Wall Street. And those banks are so over-leveraged that even a 5% drop in the worth of their assets will make them instantly insolvent. And so they have a huge, huge motive to be gaming the market, driving those numbers up, keeping them up as high as they possibly can. Doesn't matter if the little guy gets hurt. So apparently the Federal Reserve concluded that the economy is not doing as well as they'd hoped. They've downgraded their view on the economy but said there's nothing we can do about it, so we're not going to change any of the interest rates, and that's why there's been a little bit of a hiccup with the stock market right now. And I'm sure this is going to carry them around the globe. Yeah, the markets are all headed down. All righty, let's see. Leon Panetta, of course, was over in Israel and trying to act like the U.S. really has some involvement in this whole process other than to simply provide soldiers money and weapons on demand. Israel's message to Leon Panetta was the U.S. can't stop the attack on Iran. My opinion is we should let them. Let Israel attack Iran, and then when Israel gets in over its head, as it will do as quickly in Iran, if not faster than they did in Lebanon, the U.S. backs off and says, look, we told you this was a bad idea. You don't get any of our money. You don't get any of our kids. You don't get any of our weapons to fix this mess. We told you not to do this. You did it anyway. You deal with the aftermath, at which point Israel will use their nuclear weapons, which will advertise to the world that Israel had nuclear weapons all along, despite their denials. And that will pretty much unite the entire Middle East, if not the entire planet, against Israel for all of the lies and deception of the last 60-odd years. Now, of course, Israel's goal is to start a war with Iran and then tell the U.S. to finish it for them, to clean up the mess. Because, after all, Israel's children are very precious darlings. And American children, well, they're there to stop the bullets. That's the reason they're in the universe. More and more indications that Israel is continuing to come up with false intelligence, lies, let's call them what they are. Israel is lying about Iran in order to motivate an attack. Exactly the same thing they did in Iraq. Remember, the trail of disinformation about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction went from the White House to the Pentagon's Office of Special Plans through that little Israeli spy ring, okay, went back to AIPAC, from AIPAC to Israel, to a propaganda office run by Ariel Sharon. That's where all of this information that claimed to prove Iraq had weapons of mass destruction was coming from. Most of it came from Israel. Now they're trying to do exactly the same thing with Iran. fool me once, so forth and so on. Now, Israel is pushing for this invasion of Iran, and they want it right now because their elections are coming up here in September. And Netanyahu has already said that Israel, which is having their own economic problems, despite all the money poured into Israel from around the world, including the U.S., four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon programs, into Israel. And Israel still can't balance their books because they also have a private central bank. And so Netanyahu has announced that Israel has to raise taxes, and these ordinary Israeli people who are not doing very well at all, they're very unhappy. So Netanyahu needs a good war he can unite Israel behind him with, or he's going to lose in September. And he doesn't care how many American children he has to send to their deaths to do it. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. It gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. I've been before some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, earlier we reported that Turkey had massed tanks along the Syrian border, ostensibly for a military exercise. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction to sell you. Russian media is now reporting that U.S. troops are with the Turkish forces on the border to Syria. We're starting to get details and some additional confirmation, but it's racing through the blogosphere. So it looks like they decided to basically not bother with the false flag at the Olympics, and they're just going to roll on in and take over Syria the way they did Libya and say, we're doing it for the Syrian people who are getting killed in the process of all of this. And I know we can't stop this insanity of yet another invasion of yet another of Israel's enemies by America's children. What we can do, what we should be doing every day of our lives as we talk to our friends and neighbors and coworkers, is to deny the United States the illusion that this is a just and honorable military adventure. It isn't. This is empire. This is conquest. This is the federal government of the United States of America, in exchange for AIPAC money, selling your children into the military service of a foreign government. Syria is not a threat to the United States of America, and it never was. Neither was Iraq. Neither is Iran. These are all countries that Israel wants destroyed. I think it's a very, very telling comment that Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak, in his meeting with Leon Panetta, said the relationship between Israel and America in the security field is stronger and tighter than ever, end quote. The translation of that is, of course, we got the U.S. by the balls. If the United States doesn't kill Israel's enemies for us, we'll tell the world who really did 9/11. And it'll be worse for the United States than it will be for Israel. Because everybody expects that kind of duplicity from the government of Israel. They'll say, yeah, we knew Israel did 9/11. Most Americans are going to say, what? Our government lied to us. They knew all along that Arab Muslims had nothing to do with 9/11 and they sent their kids off to die in wars. Leon Panetta is saying all options are on the table against Iran's nukes. There are two problems with that. One, Iran doesn't have nukes. Two, the option that should be on the table and is not is Israel goes and fights their own wars. That option is not on the table. Israel joining the 21st century and learning how to run their country other than as an old world war kingdom, that's not on the table, apparently. We're going to take a break for station identification. And I guess we'll be back in a little while here.
Are you against?